Welcome to Some Joyful Noises, a music podcast with no rhyme, no rhythm, and no reason. This show is a proud part of the Anazal Podcast Network. I'm Joshua Knoll. I am the producer of this show. I say producer and not host because this show has no host. It has no schedule, and it has no format. If you would like to lead one of the conversations and create your own episode of Some Joyful Noises, you can do so. Listen to the end of this show to hear more about how you too can help us make some joyful noises. Hey guys, welcome to Some Joyful Noises, a music podcast with no rhyme, no rhythm, and no reason. I am the host today, Joshua Knoll, but there is no actual host of this podcast. I'm the producer, but anyone can submit an episode. If you want to record something where you just talk about some songs, send it in. We'll get it up for you, man. If you're listening or if you're one of the other hosts, since Mike, you know, hint, hint. but this is the Anazal Podcast Experimental Music Dumping Ground. So anyone who's one of the leads of our network might just drop an episode here. Might be episodes from other shows just all piling together in your feed. So if you just want the music feeds from Anazal, this is a place to go. Some Joyful Noises. We're just staying noisy. Today, I'm Joshua Knoll, but today I'm talking about some of the songs I listened to at the end of 2025, which is what was on repeat, like October, November, December. Talking about some Taylor Swift, Ed Sheeran, Kendrick Lamar, Lecrae, Sabrina Carpenter, and even a Jonas Brothers cover. So it's not necessarily all new music, but it is what I was listening to just at the end of the year there. Just to bring us into 2026, I'm still listening to some of the same stuff, a little bit different. Not sure where I will go next. My music tastes are all over the place. I am by no means a music expert. So if I sing something that's good, take it with a grain of salt. I have no right to tell anybody what's good or not good in music. Mostly, it's just me, what I enjoy, what I don't enjoy, what resonates with me and my soul. And I try to explore some of the meaning, just trying to honestly engage, because I think music is one of the most cultural defining things in the universe, in the world. Like that's how we define our communities, our culture a lot of times. Like, the church is defined a lot of times by its music. America, often defined by the pop stars, like, you know, Taylor Swift, all of them, like, they define us in a lot of ways. The music that we share together, you know, I'm talking about pirate ships coming up next, like, it helps us build closer to one another. And in the Bible, it talks about speaking truth to one another and singing songs to one another. When it talks in Ephesians, when Paul writes about what it means to be the church, music is just integral to building community. It's integral to culture. It's just so important. So even though none of us on the Anazal Podcast Network right now are music experts, we all understand its importance and want to try our best to engage honestly with what's happening in music today in the world that we live in. So that's why we have this. And again, I'm going to be discussing some of the stuff that I was listening to recently at the end of 2025. But for now, I do want to remind you guys to subscribe, rate, and review. Share this podcast with others. We want to get the word out so people know this exists. We can get some more listeners, people following along, you know, music community buildings. We want to build a community where we're talking about this stuff. So it helps if you guys do these things where you're sharing, where you're taking a second to read and review it on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or whatever. And of course, subscribing is really important because there's no rhyme or rhythm. We have no idea when the next episode is going to release. Literally no idea. There's no plan here. So if you want to know when an episode drops, you have to be subscribed. You have to hit the little bell or whatever is on the app that you use. Or if you're on YouTube, I think it's a bell too. I'm not really sure there. But I'm going to go ahead and jump right in today with what I was listening to the end of last year. Of course, I love Taylor Swift. I would say that I'm like a low-level Swiftie. I like her music a lot. I appreciate it. I haven't always thought through everything really deeply. I try to the best of my ability because I think it's important to think through what artists are putting out there because they put it out there for a reason. Sometimes it's just for money, but a lot of times it's just like it's important to them. So it's important to me because I care about my fellow human. And Taylor Swift is so important to so many other people, resonates with so many people in our culture. We can't say we're honestly engaging culture and not talk about Taylor Swift at some point. And yeah, there's some problematic stuff with like how she does business and all that kind of stuff that we could get into if we had people who were smarter about that kind of stuff. But I just want to talk about her music, the stuff that I love, don't love, etc. Her newest album, The Life of a Showgirl, was a little shorter on the short end. I didn't love that. The songs were hit or miss for me. Overall, I actually do really like the album. I know a lot of people don't care for it. I love The Fate of Ophelia. I think it's one of the most fun songs Taylor Swift's ever put out there. I don't have a lot to say about it personally just because I don't care that much about the story of Ophelia. And then some of it, I'm like, okay, yeah, it just hasn't resonated with me. Just going through like a lot of the songs, I don't remember all of them. I know I love the like Wish song, like Wish Life or whatever it's called, like the Suburban song. I think that one's a lot of fun. I know I don't particularly care for Canceled or like All My Friends Are Canceled song. That one just rubbed me the wrong way. It's kind of annoying. And of course, like the song about the wood or whatever it was. I'm just not into like when you're talking about sexual things, typically you lose me, whether it's a sex joke or a sex song. I'm just like, I don't know. I'm not asexual by any means. I am married, but it just isn't something that I particularly care that much about. So whether it's in music, jokes, whatever, I tend to shy away from that stuff, which makes a lot of HBO shows really, really difficult for me. Maybe it's just because of how I grew up. Not sure, but just isn't for me. Three of the songs that really stood out for me, though. One I'm not going to play any from just because I don't feel like it. I don't particularly care about the music from this one, but I liked some of the lyrics. When we talk about her song, Eldest Daughter, and talks how, like, now the way people get fame is they trash talk each other, they talk crap to one another, they belittle people, and it's all about having the hot take, about rage baiting, whatever. She's like, that's just not me, though. It's not true to who she was. And I'm like, yeah, I resonate with that because, especially in podcast world, you know, we're talking, make an enemy or, you know, be divisive, and that's going to draw people in. And instead, I make a church unity podcast and talk to people about how you can like different things in your fandoms on systemic ecology. And I'm Be Living Water, and how do we benefit all and be peace? And I'm like, it's just not me. That whole conflict driven, like, let's get an audience from combating. Yeah, that's just not me. I don't know. So Eldest Daughter spoke to me. I resonated with the lyrics, but the music, I don't care as much for it. One, though, that I love the music and I'm okay on the lyrics. The lyrics, I'm like, they're cool, but they're not like the best to me. I do really like Opalite, and I know that's like one of the stereotypical popular ones, but I actually do really enjoy this one. So I'm going to play a little bit from Taylor Swift, Opalite, here for you guys. I just think it's a good song. You know, it's fun. It's exciting. It's good to get into. Opalite. It's catchy. Everyone's going to be singing along to this. Definitely cultural defining right now in our time. And you know, I do appreciate the lyrics. As someone who has always turned out, always been a little bit of a weirdo, I'm known as Josh with the wrong opinions on systemic ecology for a reason, right? That whole dancing and the lightning strikes. I get it, man. One time I actually went on a walk when I lived in Wilmington. I went on a long walk to On the Border because I wanted chips and queso in the middle of a hurricane. Hurricane, you know, I grew up in Florida, North Carolina hurricane to Florida hurricanes, two different things. Most of the time, asterisk, most of the time. But you know, I love the storms. I love seeing a storm on a beach. Now I have metal in my head and it hurts when it storms outside, so it's a little bit different, but I still love to just see a good summer storm. It's great. So dancing in the lightning strike, I'm like, oh yeah, I resonate with this. And then the whole, like, the sky is opalite. You made it what you had to make it your own. You had to be your own sunshine, and people came against you, and people did come against Taylor Swift. But made your own. And like, even talking about the person that she fell for, she's with Kelsey, whatever, Travis, I don't know the guy's name, that football player. And like, just seeing their own uniqueness and seeing about how your uniqueness can be beautiful, and how opalite is just such a good imagery for that. It's a man-made stone that's just beautiful. And it's like, yeah, okay, opalite's beautiful vision, beautiful song. Love what she did there. The other song that really stood out for me, I think this isn't as popular with the normal fan base, but she has a song, Ruin the Friendship, and I love it. It's, from my understanding, it's about a friend who passed away that she was like, we never were anything, and maybe I should have ruined the friendship. Maybe I should have kissed you anyway, she said, even though it was a bad idea. Like, looking back, and sometimes it's like that, you know, like someone passes in your life, and you're like, maybe I should have made some wrong choices. Maybe I should have taken more of a chance, been there more with them. You know, I had a friend I used to do ministry with who passed away around the age that I am now. And I often think back to that, like, man, maybe I should have reached out more. Maybe I should have spent more time with them. You know, with my grandparents, you know, you have those thoughts. Now, I don't condone some of what she talks about, like, oh, yeah, he had a girlfriend and I should have kissed him and it didn't matter. Sometimes a bad idea is a bad idea, guys. But I appreciate the sentiment of like someone, another human's life is come to an end. And you're like, man, maybe I should have done stuff different. Maybe I should have been more involved in his life some way. It's a good song. So the part I'm going to play is right after she got the news. So the whole song, the chorus has been like, should have kissed you anyway. It wasn't convenient. It wasn't the right thing, but should have done it anyway, you know, kind of stuff. And then here's after she got the news that her friend passed away. I just really like what she does with the lyrics here, kind of twisting that chorus. I think it's beautiful.
I called you with the bad news, goodbye, and we'll never know why. It was not an invitation, but I flew home anyway with so much left to say.
Yeah, and also someone with just as great a voice of her. Like, I get the pop songs are more popular because, you know, it's fun and we can sing together and it's like whatever. But then when you have like just that incredible voice that Taylor Swift has, sometimes just hearing the slow songs and letting her voice just truly shine, oh, it does it for me. I love it. So I resonate with the lyrics. I love the way the song sounds. Her voice, as always, incredible. Taylor Swift is probably always going to be the GOAT, but don't tell anyone I said that. Unless you listen to this podcast, you have to make them listen to hear me say that, you know, Taylor Swift might actually just be the GOAT. I know that's just so stereotypical and like little hipster in me is like, you can't say that, but yeah, when it's true, it's true. Another artist I really love. I love Ed Sheeran. I've liked his work previously, all the kind of stuff. His newest album Play to me as a whole, I was kind of let down just because it sounds so similar to other stuff. Not because it wasn't good. It's just like, I feel like I've heard this before. I don't feel like you're doing anything new. A few songs were cool. Sapphire was a lot of fun. It was like a lot of hype. The only one that truly stood out for me on the album, though, is unfortunately one that I really don't like the lyrics of that much, but I understand the sentiment. I just don't like it. It's not me, but still, it's a good song, and I think it's worth discussing. We have Ed Sheeran a little more. I'm going to play a little bit of this here.
I'll be about you controlling your rage. One day we'll all be dead. Between now and then, I never want to see you again.
I think I love the brass instrument part of it. Like, it was like pop, but then you have like brass and like, it's fun. And also, even though I'm not there right now, I still understand. I mean, I disagree that I hate you a little bit more. I think love is my way, forgiving eventually. All of my exes, I don't love them romantically anymore, but I still wish them, like, I genuinely wish everyone the best. And, you know, you've heard me talk before about Juno Lyons' album Process. I think it's incredible how he was able to forgive, move on, and truly hope for the best for his ex. That's the stuff that I really gravitate for, that I love the most. But this song, I understand that sentiment of like, you're just mad at what happened and it's hard to let go. I get it. Also, it is just, it's a fun song. Like, it's fun. Sometimes even angry songs are just fun, and it's okay to just enjoy a song, even if you don't agree with everything. Being which, I mentioned before, I don't usually like sexual things, but I think Sabrina Carpenter's particularly clever. A lot of fun, great voice. So this song isn't a new one, but it's one that I just now, I think I've heard it before, but I came around to at the end of 2025. I was like, actually, I think I low-key kind of love this, and I might just love all of her music, and I can't wait for more stuff. Side note, Noah Kahan's apparently coming out with some new stuff this year, and I'm super pumped for, but that's different. That's someone actually one of my top artists. So Green Carver's not one of my top, but I think she's a lot of fun. I'm excited to hear more from her, and I really came around at the end of 2025 to her song Espresso. I'm going to play a little bit here from the beginning of the song. Yeah, just the chorus, even the lines, it's all, it's like, yeah, it's that sexual, it's whatever, it's like, I'm the best, like, I don't like the motive, but, like, it's clever lyrics, and it's just so much fun, and as someone who has been young and in love, and now I'm a little older, mature, but still in love, like, that, the Mi Espresso, like, keeping you up at night, making you think of me, like, yeah, hey, I get it. There's multiple ways that you can mean that, keep me up all night. If you read through the lyrics, she does mean it a couple different ways, but I just like that. The Mi Espresso, the Mountain Dew, the caffeine, like comparisons. It's clever. It's fun. It's nice. I really like Sabrina Carpenter. Only one thing I don't like she might be the only one to do like the, there's like that Pop 3, the Powerpuff Girl thing that people are throwing around with, like her, Charlie XCX, and Chappell Roan. And I don't care for Chappell Roan's voice, really. Like, I think she's incredible. Just not for me. Charlie XCX, I just don't like. Also, that was the other one. Taylor Swift did a song that was, like, kind of dissing her that, I don't know, it, musically was good. I just didn't care. I didn't resonate with that one. Now, what was really big, and this is where I'm switching to some Christian music. This isn't, like, the Christian music podcast, but, like, I do have some guilty songs I still love from Christian media. CCM isn't my thing, usually, but Christian rap I tend to like a lot. And some of your other more, like, alternative rock when it comes to, like, the Christian media stuff, I actually do still really appreciate. First, and this is going to be the explicit warning for the episode, you need some context. So Lecrae releases an album last year that I really liked called Reconstruction. And one of his songs was Die for the Party. And it was actually released before the album, which I didn't know. Somehow I just missed that. And it was in response to a song that Kendrick Lamar, I think, did in 2024 that I think is only on YouTube. Kendrick Lamar's song is Die, Watch the Party Die. And Kendrick Lamar's kind of singing about, like, the party life, the life of, like, that he sees around him, and he's like, sometimes I just want to watch the party die, because it's not his scene anymore. He wants something more than what we're seeing in the world around us. Kendrick Lamar doesn't get super spiritual about it, but I like what he says, and it does have, like, some of that vibe where he's like, I wonder what Lecrae would do. And he calls Lecrae out by name, and that's the part I'm going to play before I talk a little bit more about it. I want to actually play this piece. So, again, this is Kendrick Lamar, Watch the Party Die.
Bless these words, dear God, bless how I think. Dear God, draw the line, they trying to confuse them with me. Dear God, please forgive me, you knowing how hard I tried. I think it's time for me to watch the party die. Sometimes I wonder what Lecrae would do. Fuck these niggas up or show them just what prayer do. I want to be empathetic, my heart like D1, but I will... It's time to get these devils out the way. Heavy metals on my sword, we settle hard disputes today. The ghetto Hollywood divorce, say hello to your future fate. The culture bred with carnivores, you let them snack, they eat your face. The signatures is being forged.
And, you know, he goes again on, I wonder what Lecrae would do. And just that whole, like, would he fight it? Would he go to arms? Would he get physical? Would he pray? Show him what prayer does, what this meditation, this peaceful life in Christ would do. I think a lot of it actually gets to, like, some of that MLK and Malcolm X would have, you know, of, like, should we have these peaceful protests and try to do the right thing? Or do we need to stand up and, like, fight back? Like, the crap that's happening, someone needs to stand up to it. So I think we kind of see a little bit out there. He's like, do I need to fight back? What do I need to do? And I'm watching the party. I'm watching what's happening in America. I'm watching, like, this party lifestyle. He's like, all of it is falling flat. What's happening in our government? What's happening in the party scene? What's happening in culture? And I think Kendrick Lamar's really seeing something here. And he has kind of a prayer here, and he drops some F-bombs and curse words, and a lot of my evangelical friends won't love that, but, like, he's getting at something real. And it's something real that, I'm trying to say this in a word that's not creepy, the church isn't capitalizing on. A lot of people in our culture are seeing this stuff, where they're like, I don't like what's happening in the government, I don't like what's happening in the party, they don't like any of this. I don't think the church is really responding well to it. Instead, I think the church is trying to pick a side, and, you know, you're on this side, and I'm on this side, and, man, people are lost, and they're looking for some answers. And I like that he called it Lecrae, because they used to be friends, from my understanding. I don't know all the details. But he calls it, I was like, what would Lecrae do? And I think that ones who are really standing in the gaps, ones who are really standing in for what Christ would do in our nation today, like the people who are lost, that's what they're going to look to. They're going to say, wait, what are you doing? Is this prayer thing actually doing something? Is it all pointless? What's going on? So I think Lecrae's friendship here did a wonder. So when we're talking about, like, the album Lecrae does, Reconstruction, he had an album. He did the whole deconstruction thing. A lot of people went against him because, like, oh, deconstruction, oh, that's anti-Christian, but it's not. He was taking things that weren't useful about his faith. And you guys know I have another podcast called Be Living Water. I guested recently on Kung Fu Pizza Party with Brandon Knight, and we were talking about, like, Bruce Lee and Taoism and kind of going through a lot of this. And something that Bruce Lee says that's very Taoist is this whole idea of, like, taking what's useful, keeping that, discarding what's not, and then adding something that's your own, right? And that's, like, that Bruce Lee thing. And again, I need to plug the thing from
Kung Fu Pizza Party down below, because I think that was a good conversation Brandon and I had that's really helpful here. But that's what looked great. Like, he did construct. He's like, what is the stuff that I learned in my faith from evangelicalism, from whatever, my family, that isn't useful, that maybe isn't even biblical, that maybe is wrong? And I think Lecrae is still more conservative than me now. I think he's still like an inerrant. He believes, I think, penal substitution. Your atonement comes up, but he does a lot of that deconstruction. He was part of this movement. And now he has this album, Reconstruction. What I think is really important is that we don't just leave what wasn't useful, what doesn't make sense, what we disagree with, but instead we build back. We build more. So this album is all about rebuilding, not just losing our faith, but building something new after we've discarded what was in our way, what was keeping us from the ways of Jesus. Now how do we build something new? That's kind of what the album is about as a whole. And when he included this song in there, I think it's really helpful because he's talking about like, man, a lot of this thing is happening in the world. It's hard to grasp. Kendrick Lamar was doing some deconstruction of the culture, of party life, of government or whatever. That's what he was doing in the song. And Lecrae speaking to that in his album, Reconstruction, on the song, Die for the Party. And it sounded like, doesn't matter what I would do. I would hope that I would point people to Jesus. What would Jesus do when he sees what's happening to the party, what's happening to our world? And that's kind of the way that Lecrae spins the song in response to Kendrick Lamar's song that we just played. So play a little bit of this.
Is Jesus love? I know it sounds foolish to many, like, really? That's all you got for us? Yeah, the cross is foolish to the perishing. The world will call me weak and the saints will say I embarrass them. I walk the valleys full of evil, I'm aware of it. I can't condemn the world and burn all of the heretics. Love is patient, so I'm trusting in the narrative. And Christ didn't watch the party die, he died instead of it.
Mind you, I think Lecrae is getting to this kind of like ransom or this kind of penal substitutionary atonement kind of theories of like Jesus died in our place, or he died, you know, his sacrifice saved us from this lifestyle, whatever. And, you know, I would probably tend to say, actually, no, Jesus defeated the grave. He defeated sin. He defeated the cycle. He conquered everything so that we don't have to be a part of the party. I would say instead of that he died instead of the party, I would say that he lives so that the party can live. Because what the party was doing before, the things that Lamar was pointing out, that's not life. It's not life-giving when you see the kind of party, like the people on drugs, everything that's happening that he's talking about. We see what's happening in our government, in our world, things that Lamar's criticizing. Yeah, that's not life. That's what's wrong with it. Not that it's broken and it's not helpful, but rather it's just not life-giving. And what I think Jesus did is defeat death. He lived so that we can live, so that these things can be life-giving now. We can have a life-giving party. You know, it doesn't mean like we're all holding out, having a party, talking about the Bible and Jesus, but like we can have a party with freedom, of good, of doing things that are beneficial to one another. And sometimes that's going to involve some drinking and having fun. And sometimes it's going to involve saying, hey, let's not get drunk. Let's not lose ourselves to drug, because that's not life-giving. And I think that's what Jesus did. But I love Lecrae's thing of like, hey, it's not about what I would do. Hopefully what I would do is just to tell you to look at what Jesus did, man. And I'm all about that. Look at what Jesus did. Yeah, our world is hopeless. There's a lot of dark things in the party culture, in the government, in the world, in the slums, in the you know, rich people culture. I don't know what you call that. The ivory towers. Like, there's a lot of problems everywhere you look. And I hope if you were to ask me what to do about it, I would say to look to Jesus in some way. Maybe I'll go about it long about because I like to talk too much, but I like a great sentiment there. So we're talking about the album. I do want to play the titular song in the beginning of the album, Reconstruction, on Lecrae's album, Reconstruction. Just play a little bit of this.
We rebels again. We was handed doctrines dipped in dominance while the systems abused the sacred. But that wasn't true. That was hypocrisy. So we tore it down. Not because we hate truth, but because we love it too much. We ain't lost. We architects now. We not destroying. We're clearing space to rebuild. A faith that can breathe. A gospel that liberates. A Jesus who still overturns tables and temples built on control. This ain't a crisis of belief. It's a reconstruction for clarity.
Yeah, and that whole first track, that rap is just really getting to what he means by reconstruction. What are we building? He says, we didn't tear it down because we hate the church or that we hate truth. We tore it down so we could build on it because we love truth so much that we don't want to see these systems of dominance, these systems that are perpetuating the Republican Party right now in America, that are perpetuating these terrible lies about other people. We're tearing it down to get that out of the way, those lies out of the way, so we could build on truth. the truth of who Jesus is, of love and grace and mercy. I love it. I love how he starts it, how he frames this album. And then he has some tracks that honestly are just fun. They're not all meaningful. I think they are all meaningful, actually. But some of them I don't like because they're meaningful. I like because they're fun. One of them is Brick for Brick. Again, we're talking about rebuilding the church. And he has a song with Mizo that's Brick for Brick that I just think is a lot of fun. So I'm going to play that last one from the album that I'm going to play. There's plenty of others that are great, but these are just the ones that stand out to me. Brick for Brick is just a lot of fun. So I want to play a little bit of that.
Keep me a tool. When I say brick, I got nothing to a hoping. Building a body up, that's what we doing. We here forever until they come get us. I'm building faith up from summer to winter. You pick the season, it really don't matter. Cause all of them mine, I know I'm a winner. Car full of bricks, I ain't talking about work. Might get to work in that word in your spirit. Stomping on serpents, I'm feeling like Kirk. Foundation firm, but this ain't for appearance. I build my house on a rock. They build their house on the sand. Might bring a flood to your city. Hope what you building gon' last. Cause we going brick for brick. We going brick for brick. Okay.
Yeah, it's just fun. And again, you're building the church up. What does it mean to take brick for brick? We see what doctrines are useful. What are things are actually of Christ, of love? And what things did we invent to enforce dominance in the church or to enforce this patriarchy? And what things are actually of Jesus? And we're going to build it back up brick for brick. There's a lot of meaning, but yeah, man, also that's just fun. Like, it's not about hooping. It's about building up the body. And like, yeah, you know what? I'm a terrible rapper. I can't rap, but I had a lot of fun with it. I think it's a great album. And I really just like the work that Lecrae does, even outside of his music, of just working with the church and really trying to build something new in a place that's often desolate. You know, he's still kind of in those evangelical circles. So that's hard work that he's doing. And I just can't praise him enough for it. I'm so glad that we have people like Lecrae doing this work. Even if there's a lot of doctrines I still don't agree with Lecrae on, I love the work that he's doing. So got to praise that. And the album as a whole is just, it's good stuff. It's good stuff. So I got to highly recommend that one. Last one, you know, there's a lot of Jonas Brother hype at the end of last year. I think they had some albums. They were doing some tours, different stuff. And weirdly enough, it didn't make me want to listen to Jonas Brothers because I don't usually care for their music. But it reminded me a couple years back, they were part of Switchfoot's album that was like part of an anniversary celebration of the Beautiful Letdown album that they did, which to me, it was just one of those like fundamental moments in my life where like that album had always meant a lot to me. It helped me a lot spiritually. I listened to a lot of the interviews on the different people who did covers for this album that they released and how they were all just so impacted by this. And I end up, you know, when I do hear Jonas Brothers songs, from my wife likes to play them a lot, I can hear that influence now where they said they were influenced by Switchfoot. And I'm like, oh, I do actually hear it a little bit in their music. Also, it's kind of challenging for me to hear some of these lyrics from the Jonas Brothers, because this is a song about how, like, even if I'm not cool, even if I'm not all that, and I was like, well, you guys are pretty popular. But to hear that this song still meant a lot to them, it's pretty special. So I'm going to play a little bit of the Jonas Brothers cover of Beautiful Letdown that I was really listening to on repeat last year.
We are beautiful letdown, painfully uncool. Church of the dropouts, the losers, the sinners, the failures, and the fools. Oh, what a beautiful letdown. Always all in the
I love what they do there. Even if it's challenging to hear it from some of them, to be like, let us sing one true tune coming out of the Jonas Brothers mouths also is like, oh, it's pretty heavy to me. Also, their voices are actually pretty incredible. And then pairing that with Switchfoot's music, awesome. And part of this album struggle too, again, you know, doctrine wise, you know, that I don't belong here. I belong for the life beyond this. And, you know, I don't like the stuff that's like all about heaven or the next life. I don't think this album does that, though. If you notice, even the part that I played, you know, Jonas Brothers were singing the church of the dropouts, the letdowns, and the fools. I think what the song's really getting at isn't we don't belong on earth, we belong in heaven. I think rather it's more like I don't belong to the earthly kingdoms that say that it's all about how popular I am or all about how strong I am or how well I get along with others. If you listen to the lyrics, I think it really is getting at that. It's like, it's not, I don't belong in a world that's focused on these things. I belong in a world that's focused on the things of the kingdom of God, of the church, of love. And that kingdom is one filled with losers and failures and people who realize we're not good enough. And we need the help of Jesus to be good enough. That's when I'm right there with you. I don't know about the whole heaven thing, the eschatological future, whatever crap, right? But what I do know is, hey, I've been a letdown. I am not as holy as I wish I was. I have not been as good to my neighbor as I wish I was. I'm not very popular. I'm not good at singing. I'm a letdown in a lot of ways, right? Like the things that I've thought, hey, I'm going to be financially successful, a great scientist, all this stuff. And it's like, my life didn't go that way. That's kind of a letdown. When I realized I wasn't going to be a famous scientist with a big house and all this, you know, whatever stuff that when I was a kid, that's what I wanted, right? When I realized I wasn't going to be rich and have a big mansion, when I realized I wasn't going to be important really in any significant ways that I'm aware of. And I realized all that. And yeah, I was a letdown a little bit, but it's a beautiful letdown because I realize I don't want any of that stuff. That's not the world I belong in. I don't belong in a world where I'm a famous scientist with lots of money who's got power and wealth and influence. I belong in a world where I just get to know Jesus, and all that other stuff is just dressing. It's window dressing. You need to know Jesus. You need to be part of the body of Christ and the church with other letdowns and losers and failures and dropouts and maybe the Jonas Brothers even, right? Man, being part of that church is incredible. Being part of the body of Christ is just so powerful. I love this community. I love that I was let down. And that song still just means so much. It's such a beautiful, well-written song with really great tunes. So I'm glad that the Jonas Brother hype reminded me of that song. Let me get back into it. Listen to a lot more Switchfoot at the end of last year, too. But I won't bore you all by playing a bunch of Switchfoot in a song about 2025 music, because that's obviously very much probably not what you guys expected. But I love Switchfoot. I'm glad that the Jonas Brothers hype got me back into some of their old stuff, and just appreciating how much of a letdown I am. It's great. I appreciate that, and I appreciate all of y'all's time. Soon I hope to I already recorded it. We're gonna have an episode coming out soon about pirate music. I'm gonna talk some about some of my favorite sea shanties and songs about pirates, some pirate metal. So it's going to be a fun time. If you guys want to hear me talk about pirate music, keep tuning in. Make sure you subscribe, because we don't know when that's going to release. Don't know when anything's going to release. There's not a schedule. You got to subscribe if you want to know when episodes come out. Make sure you share it with a friend so other people know about this, and we could share this community and share in music together and just build camaraderie with one another. Also, make sure you rate and review so that other people see that this podcast exists. It's helpful, and we appreciate it. And I hope you guys can join us in continuing to find more music to sing along to as we keep making some joyful noises, lots of noises, together. Until next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Some Joyful Noises, a proud member of the Anna Zile Podcast Network. Listen to other Anna Zile podcasts with the link that's down in the description of this episode. If you have ideas for this show, or would like to lead one of these episodes and create your own episode of Some Joyful Noises, then you can do so by letting us know through email at annazilministriespodcast@gmail.com, or by joining our Facebook group, Some Joyful Noises, or you can also join our Discord. Links for all of those are in the description of this episode down below. Thank you for listening.